hope, encouragement, and direction. Who among us don't desire those simple elements of life? Well, they could be found right here in God's Word, and we'll look at them in depth here today on Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon. Join us. It's all right here in God's Word, everything we need pertaining to life and godliness. That's what's been promised us. Won't you join us for the next few minutes as we take a look at some of those promises, some of those challenges and encouragement from God's Word. This is Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon from United Reformed Church here in Linden. We would invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we study God's Word together, that we might grow in grace. Here now with this edition of Abounding Grace, once again, here's Pastor Chris Gordon.
Well, thank you for tuning in today. If you were with us yesterday, you know we began a study looking at Jacob's death in Genesis chapter 49, and we were struck there by something that he said, and I'm contrasting the way that the Christian approaches death this week with the way of the non-believer who seeks to hold on to this life. The way of the Christian's death is that of a pilgrim, and we see that here with Jacob, where in the middle of pronouncing blessings on his sons, and remember, Jacob is sick, Jacob is dying, he can barely gather himself to sit up on the bed and to bless his sons, and in the middle of blessing his son Dan, right after it, he makes this beautiful prayer to the Lord, "I have waited for your salvation, Lord." Where did that come from? The man is sick, and all of a sudden he breaks out, "I've waited for your salvation, O Lord." It's a beautiful cry. But what makes the cry so powerful is that it was not a cry from deliverance from his temporary circumstance and sickness. It was far greater. It was far greater. Often we think that's the great answer to something. Something goes wrong in life, and we cry out to the Lord to fix the problem or to heal us, and maybe He will, maybe He does, and He uses means to do that. He uses doctors, and we think of the particular account of Hezekiah where the Lord extended his life. But oftentimes we cry out for some sort of physical deliverance, and then we're right back to our old selves. This was not Jacob's cry. He's 147 years old. He's dying. And he was not saying, "I've waited for the aid of the Egyptian doctors, O Lord." You know, I hear a lot of people advertising for healing services and physical healing things that are going on today. And I want to say to these people, you're still going to die. You cannot prevent death. And anyone, I don't care who it is, anyone who says that today they're raising the dead or see people rise from the dead, flee that person. Dangerous stuff. Listen, not on this side of heaven. The pilgrim is traveling to another land, and death is a reality. Death is a reality, and yet it is an enemy that Christ has overcome. But we see an understanding here in the life of Jacob that there will be a future resurrection of the body. But right now, it's a time of suffering. We're told this through much tribulation, through much suffering, through much trial, all these things, we must enter the kingdom of heaven. Well, Jacob is not crying out for deliverance like we hear all these health and wealthers today saying. You know, he's not crying out, "I've waited for healing so that I could see and all this." No, "I've waited for your salvation." You know, there needs to be an understanding that we are delivered from hellfire, that Christ has saved us from damnation, that's what the cry needs to be. That's where the emphasis needs to be. You know, I you almost get weary of hearing of all the focus on the temporary. We are not focused on the temporary, but the eternal. "I've waited for your salvation, O Lord." That was a cry given birth through a long struggle in his life of trying to live by sight. And when we try to live by sight, we're going to be disappointed. The Christian is called to live by faith. When Jacob was younger, we think of him traveling and rebelling everywhere. He deceives his father. He runs to Haran. He was always on the move. His life was pictured as a prodigal. And remember, all the miseries of trying to do things his way never brought him any happiness. Until, remember, he saw the face of Joseph. And he said, "Now I've seen your face, I'm ready to die." Joseph there is a type of Christ, where when somebody comes to true faith in Christ, finally they're released, there's freedom, and they're ready to die. I mean, that's what Hebrews says, that one of the benefits of Christ's work on the cross is that the fear of death is removed because he's paid. The sting of death is taken away. That enemy has been defeated in Christ. So that was when Jacob was ready. He said, "Now I'm ready to die." And the Lord actually gave him 17 more years, which were the most peaceful, tranquil years of his life that were lived in fullness of joy. When I hear Jacob say, "I've waited for your salvation, O Lord," you hear in that a great cry of a saint who's totally been overcome of himself, longing to be in the presence of God and receive everything that he had believed by faith that God had promised. Now, this sort of longing cry always seems to be given birth out of a long struggle of hardship, because we're trying so desperately to hold on to this life and this world. And so in the quest for our own happiness and what we think is the way of happiness, we will arrive there, we will do all we can to achieve that goal, and then God comes and peels it away. Or God comes and shakes things up because we're too comfortable in ourselves. And so we go through periods of intense sorrow and struggle and depression, and we wonder why. Yet the very thing that is happening for the Christian is a painful birth of a pilgrim who begins to long for another country as he is uprooted from this one. That has always been the case, my friends. Who are those thirsting for the living God? Read Psalm 42. "I thirst for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? When can I leave this sad world and come and appear before God?" They were those in the thick of deep refinement. Read that. Read those who long for Christ. Read of those like Jacob, who says, "I've waited." It was always given birth out of intense struggle. You see, that's why the health and wealth message and the prosperity message and all that, it's a lie. It's the greatest lie from the pit of hell. On this earth, we are suffering people, pilgrims, heading to the land of glory, but we're not there yet. So Isaiah 25 says, "He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth, for the Lord has spoken it. And it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation, for in this mountain shall the hand of the Lord rest." Well, this world is not that mountain. These things shall happen. We wait for that. Or Psalm 40 says, "I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me. He heard my cry." Again, a cry is out of the birth of struggle. "He also brought me up out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it in fear and will trust in the Lord." We despise these things, but in God's providence, they are the very things he uses to ultimately show how great his love is. He's going to say this in the next chapter, that through all the struggles of life, God meant it for good to his people. Timothy Rogers was a pastor who suffered in his ministry with deep physical trial and spiritual depression. It was so bad that for 8 years he had to leave the ministry. After he had come back, he began to write, and his preaching was different. And he began to write. And I want to read a little bit of this today in closing. Listen to what he said. "God, as a father, sometimes castigates his children to teach them to value his favor more than they ever did. If we did not feel the bitterness of his anger, we would not so sweetly relish his love. If he did not sometimes withdraw himself, we would not think his presence as comfortable as it is. If in winter we did not have stormy or frosty weather, we would not take great pleasure in the summer season. Oh, how pleasant are the smiles of God when we have long lain under the terror of his frowns. How pleasant is it to have the hope of heaven when a man has long trembled at the very gate of hell. When we have been long wandering for our follies, as in a strange land, How pleasant is it to come home again? After we have been among our enemies, how pleasant is it to come to our Heavenly Father, to have Him meet us with encouraging words and embrace us in His arms, to feast at His table, to have Him call us His children, to forget all our former injuries, and to have Him be at peace with us. You know, sometimes I will see Christians really suffer at the end of their life, and loved ones struggle to understand why God is putting their loved ones through this. Can you imagine what it must be like when the struggle and sorrow has come to that degree, and all of a sudden, at the moment of death, they enter into glory? I hear what Jacob is saying here. I've waited for your salvation, O Lord. I've waited. It's what Martin Luther said years ago and what he learned. Let goods and kindred go, this mortal life also. That is the confidence, and that's confidence in where he was going. And so that's Jacob's perspective in life and in death. I am to be gathered to my people. Do you hear the anticipation in that? We've seen this with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They were gathered to their people. He's not talking about burial, my friends. He made a distinction between resting with the fathers back in chapter 47. What he is speaking of is that upon death, the Christian immediately enters into the presence of God and is gathered to all of the spirits of just men made perfect. The body goes into the ground, it waits and is waiting for the future resurrection, but the spirit goes immediately to be with the Lord and will always be with the Lord. And on that day when Christ comes, a brand new body that went into the earth and decayed will be raised, and the saints will be given a new body. That is the hope. That is so different from the world's perspective of death, where they're trying all they do to fight to hold on to this life. My friends, we're all going to die. The issue today is faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, in the day in which you're breathing, have you believed in the one who has the power to overcome death and has overcome death and is the resurrection and the life? May we all look in true faith to the Lord Jesus Christ for life and all things.
Studying God's Word that we might grow in our affection and love for Christ. This has been Abounding Grace with our teacher and pastor Chris Gordon from United Reformed Church here in Linden. We come to you each and every day for a short time that we might study God's Word together, that we might grow in His grace and His amazing love for us. If you have questions or comments, as always, we stand ready to do our best to answer them. We're at 360-318-0429. Again, you can reach us at 360-318-0429. That's 360-318-0429. You can find out a bit more about us, United Reformed Church here in Linden, who we are, what we believe, worship opportunities, and the like, at lindenurc.com. Now, that's our website where we even have some of the past messages as preached by Pastor Chris Gordon. They're available for you to listen to. Again, lindenurc.com. And then, as always, you're welcome to join us for worship. Our service times are at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. We meet at 8650 Benson Road here in Linden, Washington. For directions, either go to our website, lindenurc.com, or again, call 360-318-0429. That's 360-318-0429. We thank you for joining us today and look forward to seeing you next time for another broadcast of Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon.